gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Beagle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the lovely curry of free speech, because I'm cooking myself a lovely curry. And that's smells like free speech to me, does it? I don't know. It smells like Indians, maybe. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Send the fundage. You know, the network operates on a shoestring budget, and its shoelaces might get untied. So send the fundage, sponsor some shows. $30 for a show, $30 an hour, is that how much it costs? That's cheap. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage to 2250 Oak Creek Drive, Suite 302, around Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719. The operator standing by. We've got with us Paul Stevenson of the Sunday show, Sunday 1 p.m. or noon, Central. I get confused, but this
1 p.m.
It's the last man standing, 1 p.m. All these time zones, 1 p.m. It's a noon show somewhere. That's all I can say. It's probably a noon show in if you're in Denver. But it won't be this week again because of Easter Sunday. Easter's taking priority. But we have Paul with us for double duty today, so welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. Like you said, there's not going to be any Last Man Standing show live or for this Sunday, so it's good to do an additional show with yourself.
Indeed. Well, so just before we got started, you were telling me something about Larry Johnson, not the power forward in the 1990s for the Charlotte Hornets, not that Larry Johnson. I think a lot of people get them confused, but a former military and state intelligence officer. Are those oxymorons? I mean, is it an oxymoron to say CIA intelligence or military intelligence? Military intelligence, I don't know. We'll see. But you were telling me. What were you telling me? Do you have a clip?
Yeah, I was listening to – it was on Daniel Davis Deep Dive. I was listening to Johnson yesterday briefly. I don't really like Larry Johnson. I don't think he's got – a lot of charisma. He's got his silly little shirts on all the time, his little Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a ponytail.
Yeah, and I just don't find him very impressive at all, really. He thinks he's impressive, though. I was listening to him yesterday, and I'll play the clip. I had to sort of play it back. What the hell is this guy talking about? Hold on a second. I'll play it now. He was just talking about Russia and China relations and stuff like this, and then he went into this territory.
Horton's book, you see over my shoulder, correctly notes, provoked. We provoked Russia into doing this in order to ultimately weaken them, because we basically got a racist policy with respect to the Chinese. Those Russians don't want to be around the Chinese, a bunch of yellow dinks. I mean, it's disgusting that we think that, the Russians are more like us. They don't want to be around those Chinese. In fact,
wait. So we actually intentionally said, hey, how's about we split Russia and China?
Yeah, where did he get that from? Apparently, you know, you want to play it again?
Go ahead. But I think we got it. What Larry Johnson is saying is that that Americans are just so... We've got so much Asian hate. We hate the Asians because of the slant of their eyes, and can't imagine that the Russians would want to be friends with the chinks, because of the eye slant, and so it'll be easy pickings for us to pull Russia away from China. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, I just want to play it again myself. Isn't it?
Play it again, Sam.
It's used against the Soviets. Basically, starting a war between Russia and Ukraine, getting Russia bogged down for the United States is for doing what we've done. He lays it out. That's why I said we did this. You know, we set up the conditions, as Scott Horton's book, if you see over my shoulder, correctly notes, provoked. We provoked Russia into doing this in order to ultimately weaken them, because we basically got a racist policy with respect to the Chinese. Those Russians don't want to be around the Chinese, a bunch of yellow dinks.
Okay, Larry. Where did Larry get that from?
Well, I mean, he gets it from Noam Chomsky, probably. I mean, when you get down to it, like the guest list, or maybe he gets it from, Richard Wolff, who's another Jewish communist economist. And when I call him a communist, I don't call people communists as insults, but he is like a self-described Marxist. He's a Marxist economist.
Shame on you. You should be an insult. Shame on you, for the record, listeners. Only joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't use communists as an insult. I the guest list on Judge Napolitano's show, a lot of them, Colonel Wilkerson, a lot of these guys, and Ray McGovern, they're really, I don't know if they realize it, but they're pretty Chomskyite when you get down to it, where they're blaming white people for what the Jews do, blaming America. Israel is America's tool in the Middle East. It's the American Empire's tool in the Middle East. And white people are racist against everybody. We're just so racist that we do this stuff. And the thing is, he's talking about the Ukraine war, provoking Russia into a war in Ukraine. Yes. And who did it? Whose scheme was it? This was a Jewish scheme. It was spearheaded by Victoria.
It was that white woman, Victoria Nuland.
Yeah, that white woman, Victoria Nuland. It was,
and that other white guy as well. That other white guy. He's a horrible racist white guy, Tony Blinken.
Yeah. And Victoria Nuland, she comes from. She is royalty. She is like the crown princess of, or even the queen of the neocons. I mean, she's from the Kagan family. She's married to Robert Kagan. The Kagans are. One of the two leading families in the neocon movement, and the whole idea was to provoke Russia into a war so that you would get so that you could rally the world around crippling economic sanctions that would lead not to the weakening of Russia but to the overthrow of Vladimir Putin.
The Balkanization of Russia, ideally.
Yeah, Balkanization of Russia, right? It wasn't to pull.
Anyway, Patrick, it's nothing to do with that. It's a white administration racist policy because they don't like the Chinks. Sorry, Larry just told us so. Whoa.
I've been looking through for airline tickets because I was thinking it'd be a lot of fun to go over there and maybe just stand around. You know.
Yeah. By the way, maybe it says more about Larry because last time I checked, if you know any Chinese people, I wouldn't really call them yellow. They're kind of pasty. A lot of Chinese people. They're kind of like they've got like. Pale skin. I mean, they're not like, I don't know, if you look at the color of them, they're not yellow. Anyway, maybe Larry's exposing his own stereotypes, his own racism. Anyway, whatever. He's just an idiot, I think.
They, it depends what part of the country they're from. The Orientals do have more carotene. So there's two. If you're not counting hemoglobin, which is the red blood, there are two pigments in human skin. One is melanin and the other is keratin. And the Orientals do tend to have more keratin than Europeans. But here's the fun thing. If you eat a whole bunch of tangerines or a lot of carrots, you can eat so much of that stuff that you get that your skin will turn orange. You'll get the keratin that you eat. If you eat too much, it will get into your skin and turn it orange. It's happening.
I'm going to try it this weekend.
Yeah, just go get tangerines. Get like a bag of mandarin tangerines, mandarin oranges, and like a couple of bags of them. And just
if I eat enough bananas, will I become yellow?
No, because that's not a human pigment. I don't know. I don't know if you can eat melanin, and I don't know if it would get into your skin. But at any rate, yeah. So I turned orange.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were talking about Victoria Nuland, the whole motivation behind the war.
Yeah. So I mean, it was to overthrow Putin. And why are they so mad at Putin in particular, Russians in general, Putin in particular? Well, the Jews had taken over Russia in the 1990s. After the dismemberment of the Soviet Union, you had a Jewish planned, Jewish-written policy of privatization. It was shock therapy privatization. I used to blame Jeffrey Sachs for it, but now I believe him when he says that his economic plans were not taken. Those were not the ones used. That they were rejected, and it's were other plans by like Lawrence Summers and others that actually transferred the wealth of the Russian people into the hands of a dozen or so Jewish oligarchs. But that happened, and the Jews ran the country, and they ran it into the ground in the 1990s. Putin was chosen by one of these oligarchs to save the day, because the Communist Party was about to come back. They were about to be elected. In fact, Gennady Zyuganov, the communist leader, had been elected most likely in 1996, but Yeltsin was able most likely to cheat. Maybe, you know, it's hard to say how much cheating there was, but there was a certain amount of cheating. And there's a HBO movie called Spinning Boris, and it who's the guy who was the fly, and he was in The Big Chill. There's some Jewish actor who starred in it. I forgot his name, but at any rate, kind of a creepy looking guy, but he's, I don't know, probably a good actor. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The Fly. Some people would know.
No,
I can't remember. No. Can't remember the guy's name. He was also in. Was he in? He was in also one of the Jurassic Park movies. He was like a scientist or something. I can't remember the guy. I don't know. Anyway,
I
go for it. So they.
Well, I saw an R and not.
So the Jews don't forgive Putin for having betrayed them after they handed over the country to his stewardship. He was supposed to save the day for the Jews, and he didn't. Instead, he saved the country for the Russians, and they won't forgive him.
You can't be doing that. You can't be saving Russia for Russians, can you, Patrick? I saw another clip, not to be too judge-centric, but I guess I'm, you know, judging the judge. He likes to be called the judge. Well, maybe that comes with some responsibility, because I actually quite like to judge the judge. The little comments at times from him, but we'll get to that in a minute. I saw another clip where Daniel Davis during the week had done a show with McGregor. And Davis said that Iran didn't have the capability or something for a war. And McGregor took exception to this. And then for some reason, the judge, when he was interviewing Phil Giraldi and someone else too, played this clip. Because the thing is, Daniel Davis sort of interviews the same guys. In fact, Daniel Davis sort of took what the judge was doing and thought, I want to repeat that pretty much and become a star. And, you know, he built up this YouTube channel and he interviews all the same people pretty much. And he had McGregor on, and then McGregor sort of took exception to that. And then the judge played this clip to Phil Giraldi. And then I thought this was quite interesting because these guys are all kind of buddies, but there was a little dig here. Listen to this.
Danny Davis, Chris, play that clip, please. What nation on the planet can have their embassy destroyed in another country and to have an assassination in their capital city on an inauguration and not go to war with somebody? Yet that's exactly what Iran didn't do, because they don't have the power to do it. So that should tell you.
Wait a minute. That's a fundamentally false statement.
Which part?
False. They don't have the power to go to war. You have to look carefully at Iran. Iran's arsenal of missiles is enormous. It could flatten Israel in a day. They have the power to go to war. They have chosen repeatedly to avoid war. And I've said this 1,000 times. No one in the Middle East is interested in a war except Israel and the United States. Agreed?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. That McGregor is correct.
Right.
Davis, as usual, is all key.
I was quite surprised at that. A little dig from Giraldi. Davis, as usual, is off key.
Usual is off key. Well, you know,
yeah, Davis, he said, I agree. He said, McGregor is right. He said, Davis, as usual, is off key, which I was quite surprised about. I kind of like Daniel. You know, he's all right. You know, he sort of stumbles over his words, but he's tried hard and he's done it. I think he's put together a good YouTube channel and I think he's a decent guy. But I was quite, I thought Giraldi might say, yeah, I agree with McGregor, but to say Davis, as usual, is off key was quite interesting.
So, Davis. Now, you were saying that you don't mind Davis so much. Was that what you were just saying?
Yeah, I think he's a good guy. I do. He's not the most articulate guy, but I can see that he's tried very hard to put together a good YouTube channel. And, he's obviously got a guy in the background who knows what he's doing, and he pulls together a lot of clips and stuff like that. So it's quite informative. But, it was quite interesting that Giraldi said Davis, as usual, is off-key because these guys are all kind of friends. I bet you if Davis was watching that, he's probably a little offended.
Yeah, well, he might not be friends with Giraldi, but Davis was almost appointed as the number two person under Tulsi Gabbard. No, I don't think anybody should be under Tulsi Gabbard besides me, but that's another story.
You're a disgusting individual.
I know. Well, I can't help it. At any rate, he was. But I guess does that require Senate confirmation? So there was no way he was going to get the Senate confirmation. So his name was withdrawn. I believe that's what happened. I think you got this guy. Maybe it's not the exact same position, but Tulsi's chief of staff is this guy named Joe Kent, who's somebody who is also this, like, he's a military guy. He was a special forces guy. His wife was in the military and she got blown up. He was originally friendly with Nick Fuentes, and then he disowned Nick Fuentes, and then Nick Fuentes destroyed his congressional campaign. He ran for Congress twice. The first time he ran, he lost by about 1,000 votes, and Nick Fuentes and the Groypers' role in that may well have been decisive, 1,000 votes. Yeah. So,
what do you think was behind? Giraldi saying, as usual, Davis is off key, because they're all kind of like buddies and stuff. And it kind of surprised me a little bit. He obviously seems to think that, well, you know, Davis, as usual, is off key. He seems to take issue with Daniel Davis. It's quite interesting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to Davis enough, and I don't know what their relationship is. And I guess Davis, they're probably almost a generation apart. Giraldi is, like, Davis is probably in his 60s, I would think.
Yeah, early 60s, I would say, yeah.
Early 60s, yeah. McGregor is probably at least 10 years older. And, Giraldi might be several years older than that. He might be close to 80. This guy, like Chaz Freeman, I think Chaz Freeman he's in his early 80s. I think Ray McGovern.
He's a cuddly little bear of a man. I think they should make him into a toy for kids, and you should press a button and you can educate your kids about geopolitics. Yeah. And be like a little, Chaz Freeman bear you give to your children.
The Chaz Freeman, he was like a, I think he was Assistant Secretary of Defense, but I don't think he was ever in the military. And he was Nixon's Chinese translator when he went to China. And that's something that really impresses me. But Chaz Freeman, I think, is a career diplomat. Not a military guy. You know, so you look at these people that get on these shows. Like, these shows, they're very oriented towards military, ex-military. And even the CIA guys. Not Ray McGovern, but Philip Giraldi was in the military also, along as well as the CIA, which I guess isn't that unusual. And D
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Thank you.
times and all this, whatever. I believe that's all been fulfilled anyway. But the more interesting parts are actually the letters, because this was an epistle. It was a letter. It was a prophecy, and it was an epistle to John from Jesus himself. So it's unique in that regard. It's, you know, it's sent directly from Jesus.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
If you're an avid reader or lover of history or both, then I invite you to purchase Blood in the Ozarks by Clint Lacy. The book delves into a controversial and often overlooked chapter of the American Civil War, specifically focusing on Union war crimes against Southern sympathizers and civilians in occupied Missouri. It centers on the massacre that took place on Christmas Day, 1863, in Ripley County, Missouri, where Union Major James Wilson's 3rd Missouri State Militia Cavalry attacked a gathering of Confederate supporters, including men, women, and children, and the elderly. Lacy aims to shed light on this event known as the Wilson Massacre by presenting a narrative that challenges the conventional historical accounts by providing evidence from local documents, eyewitnesses, newspaper articles, and military records. The book has been praised for its effort to bring forth a nuanced understanding of the brutality of the Civil War in Missouri, emphasizing the need to acknowledge all aspects of this tumultuous period. Lacy's work is commended for its thorough research and commitment to uncovering obscured truths in American history. And you can purchase it at foothillsmedia.net, foothillsmedia.net. to purchase your copy of Blood in the Ozarks.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you. 마스 예술단의 권풍 이중창입니다. 은혜로운 거북의 품이요.
I'm not saying the judge is like that, but there are a lot of people like that, you know, where it's, it can have different degrees. Obviously, it can get very nefarious and, yeah, politicians bought off and do all sorts of things. But, you know, even without that, you know, the First Timothy 6:10 says, you know, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. People always mistake that and they say money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say the money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. I mean, obviously, money is not evil. I mean, if you're earning a lot of money and you're giving 90% of your money to charity and homeless people, I mean, money can do a lot of good. So it doesn't say that, you know, money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, you know. Anyway, that's my little rant. But I couldn't help think about the judge when he was, in my opinion, couldn't resist the temptation to say he was invited to this great event. You know, the humble judge. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick, or some translations call it desperately wicked. Who can understand it? you know, the heart is deceptive, you know. Your own heart, that's referring to your own heart. It's deceptive, it'll deceive you. And it says, you know, it's deceptive above all things. Who can know it, you know? Because we can deceive ourselves, you know, in terms of what we think we are, who we think we are. And you have to search yourself and see, where am I at, you know? Am I a wretch today? Is this thought right? You know, where is it coming from? You know, it's quite interesting, you know. I think this is like spiritual exploration, you know. But I get triggered by some of these things sometimes. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so money, you know, we use money as a means of exchanging goods and services, and we all need the goods and services provided by other people in order to maintain ourselves. No man is an island, right? Who said no man is an island? I don't know. Anyway, somebody must have.
Father Ted.
Father Ted, yeah, probably. Father Ted.
he said, no man is a craggy item.
No man's a craggy, that's right. So, is it craggy island or what was the other? Rugged island. Rugged island where the tribe
were. Yeah, it's craggy island where they live.
I will put that music into our show, okay? So people will hear that.
Yeah.
I will do that. Okay, where was I going with that? So, you know, we all have our monetary needs. The thing is, when you look so we've got this issue with Jewish power, and I hate to always be harping on this, but because of this Jewish power structure, where the civilization is, you know, it's at risk of being destroyed. You know, the wars, all sorts of other things. It's just crazy, and then you've got powerful. This gets back to what Johnson was saying. Not Johnson. Daniel Davis was saying. So Daniel Davis was saying, what country has like an assassination take place in its capital city on inauguration day and doesn't go to war for it? Well, okay, what country has had its president assassinated? Has had its navy ships? A Navy ship attacked for, you know, continuously for a couple of hours, has, you know, all sorts of what country?
Had its World Trade Center destroyed and killed God knows how many people in 9/11.
Yeah. And then, you know, then covers it up. Yeah. What country does that? Is it because the United States isn't powerful enough to fight a war? The United States is obviously powerful enough to fight wars. But the United States lets itself be attacked and raped, basically. genocided the white the people. Just look at the population of the United States on the day that Kennedy was assassinated, and look at it today. I mean, we've been replaced, and it's not because we're not powerful enough to fight a war. And you know, there is a certain amount of blame that regular white American people deserve, because why is this happening to us? Well, you know, we've been fooled. We're fooled partly because people like the judge's guest list won't identify what's going on, and instead they talk in these code words or distraction words, you know, globalists and neocons. And
I think they need to update that term, because I feel like saying so it's what exactly is a neocon? You keep using this term. I mean, does it actually mean anything? Could you be a little bit more specific? Who are we talking about here? You know, but by the way, just I wanted to get this in as well, Patrick. I don't know exactly what's going on. Maybe you know more about it, but these deportations that the judge has said is unconstitutional. These are American citizens, and they shouldn't be deported and all that. But like I said, I don't remember, you know, the judge mentioning Mayorkas's unprecedented immigration policies and open border policies. Now, McGregor does. I don't remember any of these other guys talking about it, but now they're getting all upset about these apparently unconstitutional deportations. They get very upset about this. You know, they, like I said to you off air, I'm sure whatever scumbags have come into the country over the last 4 years, which have been millions into the U.S., I'm sure the judge is not living near any of them. I'm sure he probably lives in quite a secure little place somewhere. He's got a lot of money. But, you know, there's this condemnation of, like, seems to be just this instinctive repulsion to deporting anybody. And yet not a word about just, like, millions of people just flowing across the border. I mean, what is the situation with these deportations, which seems to be causing so much controversy? And essentially, what's, you know, provides the judge's guests, in my opinion, with an opportunity to virtue signal, because I think that's all it is. We're better. The chinks are yellow. You know, we're not racist. We're great people, and we're always morally superior. But anyway, do you know more about these deportations and what's going on?
Well, I believe what's going on is the United States, that these people who are being deported to El Salvador and then being put in El Salvadorian prison, which is not one of the nicer prisons around the world. They're being sent there. These are Venezuelans, and Venezuela, there's been a fair amount of illegal migration from Venezuela. And because the policy of the Trump administration, but not just the Trump administration, has been to overthrow the Venezuelan government because they're communist or whatever, then it's we don't have a functioning relationship with Venezuela, and we can't deport the people to Venezuela. They should just be deported to Venezuela. There isn't an the deportation itself isn't really the issue that I think is the main issue. What it is sending them to another country to be in prison. If they were just being put on an airplane and released into El Salvador, whatever, but for the El Salvadorian president, who is, I believe he's Palestinian, which is kind of weird. And he's popular because he's taken a really hard line against crime in his own country. And it's made him very popular. But it's also given El Salvador, I believe, the highest incarceration rate in the world. But to take other countries' people and put them in prison, especially people who, you know, they haven't had criminal trials. It's fine to deport people without a criminal trial, because if they're here illegally, that's enough. You know, just send them back. They don't have a right to be here. Send them out of the country. And a lot of these people may well have gone through El Salvador. A lot of the people, if they're coming from South America, they certainly went through Panama and Nicaragua. Whether they went through El Salvador or whether they went through Honduras, there's different ways of coming. But yeah, that's it. I mean, to me, the big deal is well, the big deal, these people are illegal aliens. Now, Trump has said that he's not sure if it's legal or not, but he would like to send common criminals who bonk old ladies on the head, he'd like to send them to El Salvadorian prisons. And, you know, this was a problem when it was done during the Bush administration, when they were it wasn't so much sending people from America to Syria or to where else were they doing this rendition? Syria was one of the countries, but they were sending, I guess, people that they captured in Afghanistan, and they were sending them to third countries to be tortured. That's, I don't know. I mean, none of this stuff would be going on if we weren't fighting Jew wars, and we're fighting Jew wars. That's why this is all going on. Or in the case of this illegal immigration, it's because of Jews like Mayorkas, who you correctly mentioned. Mayorkas threw the doors open, and then what are we supposed to blame it on the Chamber of Commerce or something because they want cheap labor?
When what happened to the UK when you put Barbara Roche, a Jew, as the immigration secretary? Oh, they just opened up the borders. You put Mayorkas, and do people not see a pattern here? They never identify that. It's just coincidence. And, well, I mean, she's on record of saying that, she feels more comfortable in a multicultural society. And after, she was the immigration secretary under Tony Blair. And it was bad enough before that, but then it just went absolutely crazy. And Barbara Roche was the spark for that. But anyway, I mean, Mayorkas and allergy. I mean, it's just like, imagine putting these people in charge of your borders. Anyway.
Well, they were put in charge of the borders, Mayorkas and Merrick Garland as Attorney General. And during the Senate confirmation hearings, both of them invoked their Jewish immigrant heritage. In the case of Mayorkas, he's the immigrant himself. In the case of Garland, maybe it was his parents.
Barbara Roche did the same thing. She did the same thing. She basically said it's more or less the same thing.
Yeah. And so what it boils down to is they were saying they love America because it's good for the Jews. It's not they have no real love for America. It's just it's good for the Jews. As soon as it stopped being good for the Jews, they have no loyalty towards it. And you can see that.
No.
Look, with Donald Trump, okay, I guess they decided if you can't beat him, join him and usurp him. But look at what they were doing to Donald Trump. They had no love for the American president. Garland, his Justice Department was trying to put him in jail. They raided his house and all sorts of stuff. What love is there for the country? No, they don't have a love for the country. They don't have a love for the people. It's just that the American state has become good for the Jews.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, it might be good for the Jews, but it's not good for America. Like you said, we always have to be teetering on the edge of, who knows what's going to happen this weekend. It's just like, which way is Trump going to go? Is he actually going to act in the American interest, or is he going to act in the neocon interest? And we all end up with a nightmarish war against Iran. Like you said, we're always just teetering on the edge. These people just love to be starting wars and wrecking everything.
Yeah. Well, and so here we are. Civilization, the future of civilization is in question. And how many people are willing to say what's going on? And the people who do, they risk. Well, okay, the people who do for the most part are people who have no resources. You can't make a living doing this, right? You can't make a living doing it. So, to the extent you're doing it, there's maybe a few people. Maybe a small handful of people, but really hardly anybody. So, David Duke.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Patrick. If we didn't talk about the Jews and went and started a YouTube channel talking about neocons, I'm sure we'd make plenty of money from our little. We'd eventually get our merch going and our little logos, and we would have our supporters and monetized on YouTube and blah blah blah. We probably could make a living out of it. Then you'd have to be basically, never mentioning a Jew
Yeah, so I don't know how it works. You got somebody like Tim Pool, who apparently, I mean, he's big enough. Tweet the hat is cleared. From now he always shall be single. To fall in love with boys is weird, especially boys without a tingle. Like Adder, his taste is rather odd. Like Adder, a randy little sod. Lord Flashcott, I wish you were the star. Lord Flashcott, you're sexier by far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I
마이스 예술단의 권상 이중상입니다. 은혜로운 거북의 품이요.
And we'll celebrate that this weekend. And we pray, and I've been praying, because Trump has been pulled by nefarious forces, and he's in the center of a spiritual battle, I believe, for the future of mankind at this point. Will the satanic Jews win out, or will, you know, more spiritually lighter forces prevail? And I think we should pray, because we just sort of feel that, you know, enough prayer could maybe tip Trump in the right direction, because if he goes in the wrong direction, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Trump, happy Easter to everyone from me, and, you know, God bless, and let's pray for Trump.
And I was just going to add, Trump is not a leader. He is an asset. That's two syllables. It's two syllables. He can also be just one syllable, the first syllable, but he's an asset. and is he worth fighting over? You know, he's valuable. He's valuable. And all right. Well, anyway, we'll pick this up again next week. Thank you for joining us. Happy Easter, everyone. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
You won't admit you love me. And so how am I ever to know? You always tell me.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.